to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, August the 9th. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's goodness. I am grateful that you are here, and I am grateful that you actually may be listening to this right around the date that I'm dropping this. So the last 3 weeks, we've had a little bit of an issue with my host, but we were in contact with each other numerous times, and I think we've solved the problem. We'll find that out when I drop it. I'm actually going to drop this on Thursday the 8th, the Feast of St. Dominic. So St. Dominic, pray for us, and we'll see. You may get this a day early. It may not come at all. We'll kind of see whether this issue is resolved fully or whether it was just momentarily. Either way, you have three back issues you can listen to. So, okay. All that aside, we're going to move forward, assuming we're in good shape now. And we are on the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. That is the one that is approaching this coming weekend, August 10th and 11th. That is the 19th Sunday already. And we are going to look at the readings for this coming weekend. As per usual, we're going to look at the first reading and the gospel. And again, easy to see the thread that ties them together. Wonderful story in the first reading, by the way. And we're going to kind of go in depth on it. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time here with the intro. For those who like to follow along, the reading, first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 to 8. And the gospel, once again, is from John. We've been in John now 3 weeks. We'll be in John. Oh, is this our third week? I think we've got two more weeks coming, and I think it's five total. So this must be our third week in John. Again, we do that in Mark's gospel every year. We take 5 weeks out, and we go into the Bread of Life discourse. And so we're smack dab in the middle of it. 2 weeks ago, you recall that Jesus fed the 5,000, kind of talked about it last week in a different way. We're going to hear more of that today. And so that's John chapter 6, verses 41 to 51. John 6, 41 to 51. Okay? So, as always, my friends, however it is you prepare to open yourself to receive the Word of God well, I invite you to do that at this time. And let's break open God's word together. A reading from the book of 1 Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay. Good stuff there. Lots of backstory we're going to fill in as to what's happening here. But we're going to do that in a moment. Again, if there were ideas, visions, thoughts, a word, a phrase, an image, whatever that would be. If God spoke to you, allow the Spirit of God to continue to speak through that word. Just mull on that, chew on it, sit with it. Let the Spirit do what the Spirit does and work that into your heart for whatever reason. Okay. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother?" then how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw them, and I will raise them on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. My friends, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As I mentioned, right? We see the thread. Let's go back. Let's start with the first reading. Let's do a little background on it. So Elijah is a day's journey into the desert, comes to a broom tree, sits beneath it and says, Lord, take my life. I'm done. What's going on? Why is he done? Is he just done with life? Old man saying he's done enough? No, he's coming from a very wonderful story. If you read 1 Kings chapter 18, it's actually kind of very funny. Elijah is funny within it. So what's happening is there are 450 prophets of Baal, B-A-A-L, Baal, I'm not quite sure how to say that well. And they're all on top of Mount Carmel. So Mount Carmel must be pretty big. There's 450 prophets of Baal and Elijah, the prophet of the Lord God. And the 450 prophets of Baal are saying, you're wrong. Our God is the only God. And Elijah says, no, my God is the only God. And we're going to have a competition. And here's what we're going to do. How about we do this? Let's get two bulls. You choose whichever one you want. You prepare it. You call down, you know, put wood all around the altar, do all those things, put it on, you know, the bull on the altar. You call to Baal and call down fire. And I'll do the same, and I'll prepare an altar over here on my side, and I'll call down from the Lord God, and whichever one fire starts, that's the real God, right? So it's a competition, and the 450 prophets say, that's a great idea. And so Elijah says, hey, you guys go first. I'm gonna hang out here and watch. So they cut up the bull, they get the altar ready, they get themselves into a frenzy. They call on God, on Baal, and nothing happens. And Elijah starts taunting them and says, hey, maybe he's busy. Just call louder. They call louder, you know, start, you know, getting more into a frenzy. And nothing happens. And he says, just be louder. Maybe he's sleeping. You know, it's an afternoon. Your God is taking a nap. Well, nothing happens. You know what's going down. Well, then Elijah goes over and prepares his altar. And then he tells the people, pour water on it. No, not just once, three times. Pour all this water on it so, you know, the wood would not start on fire unless it were God. I mean, there's water flowing everywhere. It's in the ditches. And then Elijah once calls on God and fire immediately comes down and consumes the sacrifice. And if that weren't enough, then what happens? He calls to the people because these 450 prophets are in this frenzy. And he says, they must be executed. And so by the sword, all 450 of these prophets are executed. Okay. And Elijah's part of it. So now you know why he's running, because Queen Jezebel wants him dead because he just killed 450 of her prophets, made her look stupid. And so he's running. He's on the lam. He's running from Jezebel. And hence this story picks up. He's tired of running now. Okay? And he sits down under this broom tree and says, I've had it. Just I'm no better than those who have come before me. Let them take me. I'm done running. I'm just tired. And so he falls asleep. And an angel of the Lord wakes him and says, listen, get up. What happens here? I want to make sure I say the exact thing. He lays down, falls asleep under the broom tree. Then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. And Elijah does. Gets up and eat, sees the hearth cake and the jug of water, takes that, lays back down again. And you know, he's like, okay, that was nice. Now I'm full, but I'm going to lay back down again. I'm still giving up. And the angel of the Lord touched him a second time and ordered him, get up and eat, or the journey is going to be too long for you. Basically saying, you're not ending here. Elijah does that, and strengthened by that, walks 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. Now, you know the story that's on the other side, right? He goes to Mount Horeb because he doesn't know exactly what's waiting for him, but he knows that's where his journey is calling him. That's when he goes into the cave, and he is told that God's going to come by, right? And then this big firestorm comes, and God's not in the firestorm. And then a big windstorm comes, and God's not in the windstorm. And a big earthquake comes, and God's not in the wind, in the earthquake. But then this tiny whispering sound, in a sense, this silence comes. And Elijah puts his cloak over his face, for he knows God is in that. God comes in surprising ways. So those are the bookend stories, and we're right in the middle. All right? But effectively, he is being ordered by God to take this food to continue the journey, because the journey isn't done. I think that's important for us, brothers and sisters. We know we're going through the Bread of Life discourse in the gospel, and we know that is where John gives us his Eucharistic theology. It's all John chapter 6. It's not around the Last Supper in John's gospel. I mean, it is in the sense that Eucharist leads us to service. It leads us to wash one another's feet. That's what Eucharist does. If Eucharist doesn't lead us to service, we're not doing it correctly. We're not understanding it correctly. We're not opening ourselves to it correctly. But John gives us the theology, the basis, what it is in John chapter 6. We're getting it. We got it the last 2 weeks. We're going to get it the next 2 weeks. But I think it's important that we use this story of Elijah as the same idea of what Jesus is doing for us in the Eucharist. Brothers and sisters, here's the where I think this is pointing us. I don't know if you're tired today or not. I don't know if you're in the middle of something. You're coming from something, and you're moving to something. But I think that is true of all of us. We're coming from whatever happened in our stories, and we're going to somewhere we don't know exactly where God's going to meet us, or how God's going to meet us, or what that's going to look like. But we're not there yet. And God reminds us, today is not a day to be complacent. This is not a day to simply sit down and say, I've done enough. Because God not only will waken us once, but God will repeatedly do it to the point of ordering us. I order you to eat this bread. This is not bread merely for the poor. This person who is tired and who is weary and who is hungry and has sat down under a broom tree. This is bread that reminds us, brothers and sisters, you're on a journey. There is a mission and there is something that lies ahead of you that God must need you for, just as God would say the same to me. You are needed. And whatever that is, God orders you to take this bread and eat it, lest you be too tired for the journey, right? Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you. If you do not eat this bread, you are not going to make it. And I'm telling you, the people of God need you to make it. The kingdom of God, creation, needs you to make it. So get your butt up from this broom tree, this place of complacency. Remember that you are not finished. And I'm giving you the bread that will sustain you for that journey. So eat and keep moving. This is not just a pleasant interaction, although it is. It is not just an interaction that is saving his life, although it does. It is an interaction that says there's work to be done. Right? One of my favorite poems is Robert Frost. stopping by a woods on a snowy evening. Super simple and quick if you ever see it. But the final lines are, the woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. Brothers and sisters, that is you and me today. The woods may be lovely, dark, and deep. We may want to sit and rest, but our God looks at us and says, but there's miles to go before we sleep. Miles to go before we sleep. And God gives us the food, not just out of graciousness, although God, everything God does is graciousness, but he orders us to eat it, right? So the angel orders in very similar manner to how Jesus does it. Now, he doesn't order us in the Bread of Life discourse as much, but you think of the Eucharistic theology of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, right? Where Jesus says, listen, this is my body. Take and eat. Take and eat. Do this in memory of me. He doesn't say, hey, if you got time, hey, it'd be good to take this. And if you have time, he orders us. Listen, do this in memory of me. Why? Because you got a mission ahead of you. Because you're not done. I'm ordering you, take and eat. Take and drink. Why? Lest you be too tired for the journey ahead. And he's saying, again, he's going to say it next week even more clearly, that he is that bread come down from heaven. So let's switch to the gospel. I won't spend as much time on this just because it's so darn plain, but I love this. So okay, this made me chuckle. Maybe it made you chuckle when we started this. But so the Jews start murmuring about Jesus because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Now, are they murmuring about Jesus that he said he was the bread? Or are they murmuring about Jesus because he says he came down from heaven? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm just going to make this up. If I told you, if I stood before you and said, I am the goat that came down from heaven in a conversation with you, I would hope you wouldn't get caught up in the fact that you're like, Joe, did you really come down from heaven? Because I've known you for a long time. I know where you were born. I knew your family. I hope you'd get caught up in the fact that I said, I am the goat. I hope you'd say, what are you talking about? You're not a goat, you goofball. You're a person because you're sitting there talking to me. You know, let's talk about the important thing here and not the secondary thing. They're getting caught up on the secondary thing. He says, I am the bread that has come down from heaven. And they're saying, well, he didn't come down from heaven. Don't we know he's Joseph's son and Mary's son and we knew him growing up? Stop it, people. You got it all wrong. You're focusing on the wrong thing. I'm the bread. I'm the bread. Whoever eats this bread, you know, is going to live forever. Now, he's used this metaphorical language before. He's used it two chapters ago, right? We talked about that last week in the woman at the well, where he says, listen, I'm the living water. And she says, give me this water. And he used it last week when he said, I'm the bread. And they're like, hey, that's great. Give us this bread. We won't get hungry anymore. And so on one level, it is metaphorical because he says, listen, people ate manna in the desert, but they died. Anyone who eats this bread will not die. But yet we know from 2,000 years of history since Jesus said this, everybody's still dying. You and I will die. And so again, at some level, it is metaphor, right? Okay. But at some level, it's not. And he's gonna make that clear to us next week. So put a pin in that part. On one level, it is metaphor. On one level, it is not. And next week, we're going to get to the not part. We know what he's going to say next week already. We know he's pointing toward the Eucharist. We know that is exactly what he's saying. We know we are ordered to eat that too in no less a way than Elijah was in that first reading. But what he is telling us, brothers and sisters, is, even metaphorically, that he is the one that gives us life, that gives us strength for this journey. He is the one that says, listen, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread, whoever participates in this life with me, will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my very flesh for the life of the world. that very idea that there is nowhere God will go, or won't go, excuse me, there is nowhere God will not go to prove God's love for you today and God's love for me today. Thanks be to God. And in one sense, in a very real sense, that gives us hope. That gives us life. It gives us reassurance that we are not forgotten, that we are worthwhile, and so is that person next to you, and so is the person you love the most, and so is the person you dislike the most. God loves all of us that much, and that reassures us to keep moving forward and moving on, and it gives us life. It gives us hope. It gives us meaning. It gives us a foundation and a grounding. And that indeed is life, brothers and sisters. And we just need to meditate on it. Every cross that we go by, every time we see a cross necklace around someone's neck, whatever it is, that reminds us there is nowhere God won't go because God loves us that much. That is life. That is life. If we don't get too tired and rest and say, ah, wasn't that good? I'm just going to go back to sleep now. Instead, our God orders us and says, keep moving. There's miles to go before you sleep. Miles to go. And this bread that I give you will sustain you for the journey. And we don't know where God's going to meet us and in what way and what that's going to look like and what that's going to invite us to. We don't need to know any of that. All we need to know is, the journey isn't done yet, okay? So get up. Keep moving. Take the bread that gives us life, that sustains us, and trust that God has something more. Okay? We're going to pick this conversation up next week, but for now, let's let it be there. And let's, as always, take it to prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. The fifth luminous mystery, appropriate enough, huh? The institution of the Eucharist. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, bless you. Thanks for being with me this week, and I wish you every good in the coming days. Don't get complacent, my friends. Miles to go before we sleep. Be well, and God's peace.